Last time on Whack My Bush, we left our brave leaders stranded on the North Pole. Stranded because W managed to shoot himself in the foot. Well, actually, he blew up his own submarine. But the point is, they're here to claim the oil rights for themselves, the greedy so-and-sos. Anyway, the last thing we heard was Tony Blair was about to be ripped to pieces by a pissed-off polar bear. Here's hoping.
Oh God, please don't kill me! I'm too pretty to die! Help! Help!
Tony, stay still and for God's sake, don't panic.
It's too late for that!
Phew-wee, you're telling me!
It's going to rip my beautiful face off! I just know it!
Calm down, Tony. It's probably just hungry. Now, don't make any sudden movements. It wants food. Have you got any?
Of course I don't. What do you think? I carry around a few thousand pounds of spare blubber just in case of polar bear attack. Hang on. Prescott! Prescott! Prescott, come here, you fat whale!
What is it, Tony? Put me dead.
Jesus, will you men stop panicking?
John, I order you to sacrifice yourself so I may live.
You what?
It's hungry, it wants blubber, and your lunch.
Me, lunch?
You heard. Now beat yourself in front of this bear.
I ain't doing it, Tony.
Quiet. Now listen up. All we have to do is distract it, then make a run for the igloo.
Run?
Ha! You're fucked, fatso!
Looks like he's getting ready to attack. Damn it, we need to lure!
Hey, guys! Guys! Me and Arnie have made a snowman! Come look!
That'll do.
Run for it!
No! Guys, this way!
Yeah! Over here! Why are you running?
Oh, shit!
Whack my bush!
George, I've seen a lot of things in my time, but that was truly amazing.
You're telling me? How'd you do that?
Thanks, guys. It's called bushcraft. My daddy taught it to me. See? The secret is to look the animal in the eye and then confront it.
But all you did was talk to the bear.
That's right. Just like daddy used to. I just started explaining Republican tax policies. Easy.
I get it. Bushcraft. You bored it to bloody death.
Well, all the same. Well done, George. You've saved us all.
Yeah, sorry I couldn't help more.
Arnold, you are now officially the running away, screaming like a girly man.
I'm so ashamed. I panicked.
You all panicked. In your pants.
Look, this is all very well, but what do we do now?
We head for the rendezvous point and claim these oil rights.
But it's miles away.
We've still got your sleds and huskies, Tony.
Slight problem there.
What problem?
They've buggered off. I think they're hungry.
Hungry? But we had a month's supply of dog food with us. Oh, you fat bastard!
What? It's so moorish, Tony.
Don't worry, Tony. I've got a solution.
My bush you will whack.
Mush, I say! Mush!
Teddy! You're not pulling your weight. Come on.
I am. Jai, this harness is killing me.
Let's talk more mush.
Hey, Condi, slow down.
Yes, I'm spilling my martini.
No, I think we're nearly there. Just over that ridge.
Whoa. Easy, boys, easy.
Oh, thank fuck.
I think Fatty's dead.
Oh, boo-hoo. Right, let's stake our claim to this bloody oil field so we can all go home.
I hear that.
Whack my bush.
Just over this bridge and this...
What the...
Fuck? How did they get here first?
This could be trouble. Our plans have been ruined.
Plans ruined? Who's beaten them to the oil? Is it ravenous Eskimos? Sneaky Russians? And what are the Republican tax policies? It'll be explained soon. But for the moment, our plans are on ice. Until the next time on...
Whack My Bush.
Hey, y'all. Brittany here.
I'm like so stoked to be here at whackmybush.com. It's like, you know, just like, I don't know, just like so cool. So head on over to whackmybush.com and check it out. And tell all your friends. I don't know why I had to do this promo naked while sensuously massaging baby oil all over my live young body. But hey, at least I got the gig instead of fucking Christina.